there is a field of infinite possibilities that exist in every moment of all time and space that you have access to. We all do. And now more than at any other time, for humanity and this planet. I wove it into today's meditation, but we are so conditioned to habit and routine, both of which cut us off from this field, this multidimensional awareness. It is so easy to just fall into autopilot, to wake up in the morning already beholding to the wheel, to the third dimension. You get up, you go to the bathroom, go to the kitchen, etc. You step into your morning routine. Think about it. And the minute you do, you no longer belong to yourself. You belong to the conditioned, admired, unconscious wheel that just keeps recreating the same story, the same life experiences. Since the equinox gate, I have committed to waking up where the first thing that I do is go, wow, this day is filled with infinite possibilities and potentials that are all available to me. I'm not kidding you. I do. And it just sets my mind and thoughts, besides making you feel happy, sets my mind and thoughts on a different track. Get up as if your prayers are already answered. Think about that. Think about the difference in your energy. There's this quote, I'm not sure who it's by, but it's a good one. We're not punished for our sins, but by our sins, which is repetitive thought that we still live in the same story as we always have. New self, embodiment in this now, is about the marriage of the subjective and the objective consciousness, the small and the higher self, the local and the eternal being. To create and manifest new, we must emulate the qualities of the divine. What are the qualities of the divine? A loving intelligence, intelligent love, a will that is so much greater than our will, a mind that is so much greater than our mind. The divine has a love for life that is so much greater than our love for life. It's a consciousness. It's an awareness. It's observant of who we are. I have this new imagery that I'm just loving. I shared it a little in the invite for this show. It has everything to do with this merge of the self with the soul. The one looking in the telescope, identity you, is the same as the one you are looking for. The source. The soul. God. You can connect the one looking into the telescope, your identity aspect with all that story, to the thing you want to magnify in your life. And you feel connected to something greater. What you seek is seeking you. You would never from this place try to force an outcome in your life. Or try to control the very thing we have spent our whole life to get what we want, for something greater to happen. Think about that. We're so much more wise than the one needing to force an outcome out of fear or desperation, need, lack, doubt. The New Age movement taught us to wait for the treasures to come to us. But that's faulty because we are sparks of the divine. We are creators created in its image. This is about moving into a new state of being to create what we want. This is the heart, the core, the key remembrance of the new human. You cannot manifest something more from lack and wait. That is old state of being. Our job is to take those base emotions of anger and fear and resentment and anxiety. Be honest and journal about what yours are. Abandonment, being different and alone, and then transmute them into what we want and need to be an empowered, enriched, enthusiastic, and radiant with joy new human being. Right on the other side of our pain, our disbelief, our doubt, or lack is freedom. That's awareness worth spending time on. Stillness with. It's the same energy as emotion. It's just trapped in our body, but as awareness and creativity, it's then transmuted. Then, and especially now, we have available energy to create a destiny with. And from this place, you are in love with life. I'm sharing with you this evolution of experiences I've been having just since this gateway at the end of April. All of it. I feel like I'm in the kaleidoscope. I'm feeling this more and more. It's like the more unstable and unknown, yet with clear guidance to expand out more that I get, the more loved and in love I feel. With the awareness that I'm not going back to the old. I cannot go back to the old. It's a different time frame. A different personality pocket. A different frequency, a different me. And in these places where you're so in love with life, it doesn't mean you'll never have a doubt or feel clueless, but your connection, the one looking and the one seeing, the one praying and the one prayed to, that connection will be both your constant treasure and your compass to continue to rise and expand and be a new state of being. If you practice this every day, sooner or later, it's going to become familiar to you. Practice what? The meditation with the pineal, the waking up and going, wow, brand new day and I have an unlimited field of possibilities and potentials all around me. A day to spend in the unknown, doing things differently than my autopilot. It's so important to be tirelessly firing new possibilities, new potentials, exploring every day. Because the old wiring in our brain is so tenacious, fiercely loyal to sameness. So I had this new brain moment, a whole body revelation that really brings this merge of self and soul, human and divine, down to a practical level. I was in yoga. Again, it was the Saturday of the crystalline activation, so much happened and was extended in that gateway. I actually have two experiences to share. One, a revelation around new brain, higher mind merge, and the other demonstrating new levels of light manifesting in the vibrational world. Fifth world in nature. Earth experiences mirroring new being experiences. How the mother is complementing our Christed, free, new self in this now. So alignment between new human and new earth. So on Saturday the 27th, I went to a teacher called Forrest, his class. Just this shiny young man, 27, who's a yoga teacher, a personal trainer, and he's studying chemistry toward his certification as an EMT. And his classes are pretty challenging. He's totally a bodybuilder. Kind of like a boot camp when I think about them. But I like him, and I find myself going almost every Saturday. He knows a lot about anatomy and weaves this knowledge into his classes. Connective tissue, the role different muscles play. I like knowing what's going on underneath my skin. And he's really good about informing from that level. There's definitely an energy of strength and intelligence present in his class. So, and I feel really attracted to that energetically. And he's clearly passionate about what he's doing. Oftentimes, we'll just have this contemplative moment about his parents and, you know, how I'd love to tell them what an extraordinary being they have raised. But anyway, it was during this class on this day that I had a huge revelation, not with my mind, cellular, like ping, ping, ping activity about my body. So I think, quote unquote, think of my upper body and my lower body as separate, like they're two different entities. And this awareness lit up in a new area of my brain. It was the equivalent of having just discovered electricity, light. It was that big in the way that it landed inside of my being. I have an old injury in my shoulder, an AC separation, and where I don't have any pain, I do have this positive adaptation where my arms have taken on a slightly different adaptive anatomy. They twist oddly. They rotate in rather than out. And I say arms, even though the injury is just on one side, but in an effort to balance my system evenly on both sides, my upper body has kind of adapted to the fact that I have no connective tissue between my left acronium and my clavicle. I ripped that muscle going over the handlebars of my bike almost 2 decades ago. But I digress. The point is not the injury, but my mentality or belief around the injury. And even though I can do a lot of strong upper body balancing postures and yoga when I'm close to the ground, like side crow and flying lizard, I do not trust my upper body to support me to flip up into a handstand. I can hold the handstand once I'm there, but no flipping myself up. There's just this, in my mind, this illogic about the lower half of my body getting flung up on my not so strong shoulders. That is the perception, okay? The aha moment in this class that shifted me to a new part of my brain is that I have been thinking of my lower body and my upper body separately. I have so much confidence and knowing in my lower body. I'm like, yeah, I can do that. I'm probably even secretly thinking, heck, I can run circles around you when it comes to my lower, the lower half of my body. So strong. But when it comes to my upper body, I'm right back to coming in the rear door where I hope nobody sees me or calls on me or asks me to do anything that requires strength in my upper body. Clearly, there is a disconnect in my head. This is really not about my body at all, upper or lower half. And in this class, during this crystalline activation weekend, I began to imagine and see that, wait a minute, I could somehow channel my lower body, merge that center and strength that I have developed there in my lower body into my upper body. That in fact, my body as a whole is strong. If I want to pop up into a handstand, I cannot zero in on an injury in my shoulder. I must channel the power and reliability and balance in my legs, my lower body. I have to trust with the same degree my upper body as I do my lower body. Is this belief and thinking that my upper body is weak or injured ever going to produce a handstand? I've always known that it was my mind that had the hesitation that was tripping me up, but there was a disconnect. The awareness of being a whole being, thinking of my body as one unit rather than a myriad of pieced together parts, which Forrest told me was pretty normal for humans, is a really clear and tangible reflection of how there is a greater merge underway, of the upper and the lower, of the inner and the outer. I stayed after class to talk to him. I told him I had this revelation and that I wanted to give it voice. That felt important to me I wanted someone to witness my revelation, which is one of the aspects of this sharing that I wanted to emphasize here. The inner world is the real world, and it is communicating to us as never before. When we connect the seer and the seen, or the one looking in the telescope with what is being sought with that telescope, this is when we rewrite the program. The inner world does not have the awareness of lack or injury, of limitation, of time, of need. The inner world is your supernatural being, always with you. It is constantly connected to and interfacing with the unified field, where there are endless possibilities and potentials, and where we are always whole and eternal. Always. When we have experiences such as these that are energetic in nature, my aha on the 27th of April about my upper lower body disconnect, a new code is locked in and we never forget it. I just bumped up my handstand practice that day without even doing anything. My inner world shared with me a view my logical mind could grasp onto. And when we have these whole being ahas, whatever they're connected to, it's so important, as I did, to give the experience a voice. The more I talked about the revelation to Forrest, the clearer I got about what I was embodying, a brand new state of being. He was so excited with the conversation, and he took out his phone to show me a really cool app called Essential Anatomy 5 that shows everything inside the body, skeleton, veins, muscles, nervous system, everything in color and in motion. Like you can turn the torso around and see what happens to your interior as you do that. It's so cool. Again, this play of light in bringing the inner world to the outer. I learned that it is actually my core, which is different from stomach, not the strength in my upper body that enables the ability to lift up into a handstand. And honestly, I think I will own and acknowledge that I have a really strong core, which emphasizes even more how much power my mind was having and tripping me up. The center of our physical body is actually where our strength and stability comes from, which is just more information for me to kind of be armed with when I approach handstands. And you know what? He was so inspired by the talk that we had, that the insight and the revelation and being able to express that he talked about it to other yoga teachers who then came up to me and shared that with me. This is the unfolding nature of a different level of connectivity, of an intelligence that extends beyond the mind and its limitations. New. This is where we are. We must catch the old unconscious programming and insert the truer objective. No, I am not limited or clueless. I am supernatural with the view of and access to unlimited creation. We must stop the mind, the old brain, in its tracks. Because manifestation is so quick now. Stop it in its tracks and say, no, I am supernatural. I no longer accept or give any energy to that old program. Whatever it is, write it on a piece of paper, what trips you up, and burn it in front of your eyes. Gone forever. The part of you that created whatever old stories you struggle with is old personality. In new being, they literally no longer exist. One huge revelation that comes with embodiment is that the body is no longer the mind.